And finally, today we reconnected with the veterinarian at Kekaiola, the Monk Seal Hospital on the Big Island. Dr. Sophie Wariski talked with us yesterday afternoon, asking for help from the public about making sure people's pets are kept on leashes, as it's currently treating a seal suffering from bite marks around its neck. Officials believe a dog is to blame.
So we have two patients currently on site. Our first patient, Mele, came from Oahu just over 2 weeks ago. And she was a thin, malnourished youngster who was just having a rough start to life. And then RK58 is our second patient who just arrived last week. And he's the one who we suspect had a negative interaction with a dog that was off-leash on Kauai.
Oh, so tell us, what do people need to know as they're out and about enjoying our beaches?
It's really important for everyone of us when we're out on the local beaches to be able to respect the local wildlife, especially in cases of endangered species like the Hawaiian monk seal. So when folks are out walking the beaches, it's important to keep your dogs on leash and make sure to maintain a really safe distance from any of the local wildlife, especially resting monk seals. And we want to make sure that we always, when we're out enjoying all of our beautiful parks and beaches, that we're following state signage and making sure we don't go places that are reserved for that native wildlife to be able to rest and enjoy their lives.
And, you know, there is a leash law here. So, you know, I know like here on Oahu, right, you shouldn't be allowing your dogs to just run free because they could come across something like a monk seal and you know, then you don't have control.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm glad you brought that up. It's really important when you have your dogs out there off-leash that you shouldn't have them off-leash, basically. You should keep them on leash at all times, and that will avoid any interactions. And it's really for the safety of both the animals that are out there, you know, especially Hawaiian monk seals, but also for your pets as well. We don't want those negative interactions could go both ways. So you want for the safety of your pets and for yourselves and local wildlife, it's important to keep your dogs on a leash.
Can you talk about the injuries that one monk seal suffered in an encounter with a dog?
Yeah, so RK58 has a number of different wounds. Most of them are around his neck and his face, so very close interaction with that dog potentially. And as well, he's also got some injuries to his flippers. And one of the injuries includes a small fracture of the radial bone in his left front flipper. So he actually does have a bit of a bone fracture. But overall, he is showing great progress in rehabilitation now. He's being treated with antibiotics as well as pain meds, and he's making improvements every day.
And is there anything you can share? I mean, did anybody witness this encounter? Or, you know, how did this all come about? Do you know if the dog was also injured in this encounter?
We don't know. We don't have a confirmed report about that. So what we received was a report about what RK's condition was later on. And based on his injuries, the locations, the type of wounds that we saw, we were able to surmise that it looks like it is a dog bite injury, but we don't actually have a report for this specific seal.
And do we know about any other of our monk seals that might have gone one-to-one with an animal like this, with a dog?
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because just in this past week alone here on Kona, we've actually had 3 to 4 calls specifically about dogs that were off-leash and getting very, very close to resting monk seals. So it is an important issue, and we've seen a bit of an uptick in recent weeks, and maybe that's people are getting out on the beaches more with their dogs. So we want to remind members of the public to certainly keep their dogs on a leash when they're out on those beaches.
Yeah, because you don't know when you're going to come across them. I mean, I know I was walking one morning very early, and it was kind of dark, and almost walked right into a seal, and you know, because the NOAA folks hadn't even come yet. Nobody had notified them that this monk seal had come to rest on this beach. And it was a popular beach, so yeah, you just never know.
Exactly. They can hide pretty well. So if you're the first on the scene, we certainly encourage you to report those sightings either to your local hotline, depending on which island you're on, or to the center's hotline, to let people know that those monk seals are out there, and we can get folks out to be able to add some signage and make sure they get to rest.
So we've got then this threat from loose dogs, but I know you folks have been also battling problems with the feral cats and toxoplasmosis, you know, where we've had a number of our monk seals succumb to that disease.
Yes, that is an active issue for our main Hawaiian Islands population especially, and it's always a concern. For Melee and RK58, both our patients on site, we are screening them for that particular disease, but so far they're thankfully not showing any clinical signs of that, so we're hopeful that that won't be a part of their issue.
And does that pop up? I don't know. Is it a seasonal thing? Do you see more of that, or is it just that we have, you know, a lot of feral cat populations, and maybe some of the feces is just going into the ocean at various points?
Yeah, that's a great question and one that we're still investigating. You know, it's hard to tell what the patterns are because there haven't been too many cases, at least recently. But there certainly could be a seasonal component. You know, we know from other species, like in California, the southern sea otters, it's associated with higher levels of rainfall. So things like that can potentially cause some seasonality or pulses in that disease. But for Hawaiian monk seals, that's something that we're still investigating.
And where are we at with the pupping season with our monk seals?
There are a number of animals that are on watch that are expected to probably have pups in the near future. But I actually don't know the numbers at the moment. So I think the best people to talk to would be our NOAA partners. They probably have a better idea for you.
Okay, all right. But, I mean, is there like a normal time when we see a lot of these pups? I know with the sharks, they always say, oh, around springtime when you see the leaves, you know, on the trees, a certain type of tree, that's when you know that there are sharks that are pupping out there. But so do we follow that same kind of schedule, do you know?
We don't have a very specific season for monk seals. It can happen all year round.
Okay, so it's just a good idea then to just be alert, because you never know when you're going to come across an aggressive mom protecting her baby.
Exactly, yep.
And
very
important. I can see how that maybe could also be a problem if you have a loose animal, because if the mama seal is protecting her baby, certainly a dog could get into some serious trouble.
Absolutely. And those pups are at a more vulnerable age, too. So if mom is off foraging and she's left her pup for a shorter period of time, or if she's in the water, you know, it leaves that pup particularly vulnerable to a dog. So, again, for both the pups, the Hawaiian monk seals, as well as your dogs, you want to make sure that your dogs are on a leash. It's so hard to tell when you're going to come across a monk seal, so we do encourage folks, if you are the first person on the scene, to call it in so that we can send out responders and put up appropriate signage and make sure those seals are able to rest. So here on Hawaii Island, our center's response hotline is 808-987-0765. Please feel free to give us a call, and we will send folks out to be able to respond.
Okay. And are there websites we can drive people to as well?
Absolutely. If you want to learn more about our patients, RK58, RM90, or the mission of the Marine Mammal Center, please do visit us at marinemammalcenter.org.
That was Dr. Sophie Wariski, veterinarian at Ke Kaiola, the Marine Mammal Center in Kona, reminding people about the threat that loose dogs pose to our endangered monk seals.